Okay, right. Okay, so if you just want to first of all start with your full name, how you want to be referred to, and your title.
Okay, I'm Dr. Nestor. I'm a cosmetic medical doctor.
And you're based here in Glasgow?
Based here in Glasgow in sort of Charing Cross area.
So tell us about not only the premises here, but yet the service that is available across Scotland.
So cosmetic medicine's becoming a specialty. It's being recognised that this a lot of the treatments, such as your toxin treatments and your dermafillers, are medical procedures. And the aim is to always deliver a safe treatment using the best products. And that's what everyone should aim to offer and everyone should aim to want to achieve.
What are the kind of industry concerns, as it were, for perhaps these treatments being offered not in a medical capacity?
The concern is that things can go wrong, things can go horribly wrong. In the best of hands, things can go wrong, but in those hands, they'll know how to address the issues if anything does go wrong, or how to refer on to someone who does know. It's very much about safety to patients, and people should be seen as patients before they're seen as clients, because you want to adhere to good medical ethics.
And how do you convey that to them?
A long discussion, long consultation, and the most important thing is to try to understand what each individual's concerns are. It's not about talking them into more and more treatments. It's about understanding what bothers them and being realistic and seeing if you can or can't address it. And it's not one treatment is the fix for everyone. It's more about each individual treatment is tailored to the individual person.
And for people that are salon owners and may want to refer, what would you say were the bare bones of what they might need to know?
I think the bare bones is to understand that they want to offer these treatments. They should look to get someone in who's either a cosmetic doctor, a nurse, a dentist. They're the only three who can legally perform these treatments in the UK. And they should be insured. They should also have the experience to back it up. They should always give their clients contact details. They should potentially offer to see people back if there's been any problems.
And do you find that it is a common thing that perhaps the not enough information out there? Do you think that that is something?
I think there's definitely a lack of education or a lack of knowledge as to what these different buzzwords, such as sort of in quotations Botox or fillers, can achieve. It's about people knowing the difference and knowing what it is that bothers them and how to address it. A lot of times people will come in asking for one thing because that bothers them, where it's a completely different treatment, and it's about having a practitioner who knows the difference and looks to satisfy each client's sort of curiosity or concern.
And I suppose one thing that might be a pertinent question would be the cost. Is that something that obviously varies,
yeah,
but is that something that, you know, people that are perhaps not doing this from a medical point of view, you know, that could be an appeal, couldn't it? And that fact that
cost is a huge issue, and cost will always reflect or should reflect two things. One, the type of product used. So the better products tend to be a bit dearer, generally speaking, and down to experience. So someone's experience levels will also determine what price they set. This isn't really sort of a treatment where you want to save that 20, 30 pounds and go to someone else with less experience or using an inferior product. This is effectively something that is effectively a treatment.
It's a big investment.
Yeah, it is a big investment, and things can go wrong, so you need to know that you're in good hands, and for the sake of £20, you get what you pay for in this industry very much, and again, it's a medical treatment, and unfortunately there is some bargain hunting going on, but I think the people, certainly what I see in Glasgow, people are becoming very wise to this, and are starting to learn that there are different products in the market, and there are different sort of experience levels. I think we're moving away from this bargain hunting culture, which is good.
Tell us about your experience then.
Mm. my experience in Glasgow, my experience with my background.
Yeah.
So my background is surgical background. I've done trauma and orthopaedics. I've done plastic surgery and left the NHS a year ago to pursue a career in cosmetic medicine. I've been doing this for several years now, and I've done every training course under the sun. I've become a UK trainer for the non-surgical facial lifting, and get accredited by British College of Aesthetic Medicine. So everything's very tightly regulated in our practice, as it should be. We only use the best products on the market for a good reason. It's about maintaining a good service and building your reputation on that. One of the few big clinics in Glasgow that offer most treatments, and that's because we're here 100% of the time. This is what we do.
And what makes it so satisfying?
You get, I suppose, in every specialty of medicine or every business, you get clients who you build a really good relationship with, which is fantastic, because we've seen clients now over the years, and it's great looking back at their original pictures to see how they're looking younger now. And then you get some heartwarming stories. I had a 65-year-old woman who sort of life had beaten her down a bit and came in and got a lot of treatments, and she came back for a follow-up sort of crying and happy and dressed all trendy and just a big smile on her face, I think. So that's quite a nice, rewarding sector.
Of course. And I suppose going forward, what would your, I suppose, message to within the industry be?
I think the beauty industry and cosmetic medicine do cross over. I think there's a good relationship there, and it's something that we should build on. I think that any salon owner, manager, getting a cosmetic doctor, nurse or dentist in should ask some questions, and should be aware to that there are different treatments out there. At the end of the day, they want to offer their clients a great service, so they need to bring someone who can deliver that for them. At the same time, offering a good, clean environment to work in.
And of course, that kind of rapport, which is so important.
Completely. I think there's a lot of give and take, and one hand washes the other, really. It's about sort of building bridges between the two, and to some extent, I suppose, it's about working in partnership. Each side is valuable and contributes to an overall patient experience.
Okay, was there anything else you wanted to add? Okay.